Home,
RV Doc,
State Farm Agent Pete Euler,
ValueNet,
Lyon County State Bank,
The Bourbon Cowboy,
Heartland Office Systems,
The Credit Union of Emporia,
Troy's Trannies and Automotive,
Bruce Davis Construction,
the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce,
PT Associates,
First Choice Plumbing,
Moon Title and Escrow,
The Station,
Williams Towing and Recovery,
and Stinger's Sports Bar.
Welcome to the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Discover ESU, where learning comes to life with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Educated choice.
Hi, this is Bill. Looking to buy a car? Shop local and remember to finance local with ESFCU. During the month of December, take advantage of our special low interest rate and no payment for 90 days. For more information and to get started, call or text us at 620-342-2336.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
Dare to imagine what is possible. With over 200 academic programs, Emporia State University will put you on a path towards your successful future. With so many options offering hands-on learning to help you build your resume and the personal attention you get from a smaller school, you can customize your college experience to fit your career goals. Learn more. Schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
TVU News Time is 8:27. It is ESU Buzz Time here on this Thursday morning. Glad you're joining us on the morning show today as we are pleased to welcome in studio Interim Emporia State University President Ken Hush here on our airways today. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Doing all right. How about yourself today?
Excellent, excellent. Good morning, Emporia.
How busy have you been? I think even leading up to the announcement just a couple of weeks back that you were going to be the interim president at ESU.
Great question. It's been a whirlwind. It came down fairly quickly, as everyone knows. And so, I've mentioned before, it's an honor. It's you know, for the combination of reasons of being an alumni and being asked to step in shoes of this nature, you know, being a local person that was raised here, and then also being kind of a local resident currently. And, in fact, my family's still around. So it's been busy as could be. Thank goodness that, you know, it's a higher education facility and complex because there's a lot of brilliant people around that's helping me and coach.
So, Ken, what was the conversation like when you were first contacted about possibly serving in this role?
great question. Right, these calls started to come and communication from the local people, and frankly, I thought they were joking. They just said, "Hey, by the way, would you consider this? You ought to do this." And by the way, it was a range of anywhere from 20-year-olds to 90-year-olds. Okay, you know, and hey, some of my were old teachers and friends of my parents and alumni and young students that I've met over the last 30 years since being involved again as an alum with ESU. So, and then that progressed into the Board of Regents discussion and it became fairly serious. I mean, it was a unique opportunity. Frankly, I didn't see this one coming. But anyways, it's exciting.
At what point in time did you say, you know what, this is what I want to do, at least for this particular point in time, in helping the university forward?
You know, a few people called me. It was a very, very close and dear friend of mine, as well as the regents, and we had a very detailed discussions, and I put forth, a couple questions I had, whether I was qualified. Okay. I received assurances that things have changed, and outlooks, particularly for an interim type of level. And, you know, the university prior to that, had been progressing forward and through a lot of great teamwork, and the faculty is off the charts from a supportive standpoint. So, they requested me to step in, help out, maybe throw a different set of eyes and ears on it, and from a different perspective or two. And it's been fantastic since then. It was quick. I didn't take long for me to make a decision. And frankly, you know, I've got goosebumps just talking about it.
Well, and I think we're fortunate that you did make a quick decision so that this could be taken care of and get you in the chair as the interim role. So you've had none of this, well, he doesn't have the educational background, he's a business guy, what's it going to be like? Was that something that concerned you initially, that it might not be that kind of fit?
Those are the points that I brought up. You're exactly right. And you know, I grew up with mom and dad just saying, hey, admit to, you know, what capabilities you don't have, and then let's talk. And so, and same way with my career. And so that was a brief discussion. And again, people reassured, you know, through the decision-making process as well as afterwards, you know, locally. It's cute, all the notes that I'm receiving in letters and communication from all aspects.
Well, you've been involved closely with Emporia State over the years, so this isn't out of your world, because you've been quite close with the foundation work there and with this beautiful Kossover Tennis Complex. You've been very visible there here recently. So it's not like this is something you're not familiar with as far as the university goes. And did you probably knew that things are in pretty good shape at Emporia State at this point for you to step in?
It's phenomenal. You're right. Ron, since I've started, you know, volunteering efforts in the foundation decades ago, I've seen 4 permanent presidents, worked with them, and 2 interims. So yeah, I've seen a lot historically, and obviously they've had a great track records in various ways. But this recent project, whether it's, you know, the Kossover Tennis Center or Abigail, it just reinforces that, hey, if you get good teams together, you know, whether it be internal or external, a lot of things can happen.
And that was one of your approaches right after the announcement was made. When we talked, you know, for the news story, you know, the day after the announcement came down, was that team approach, the collaborative approach. Does that come from, I guess, maybe your background, your upbringing? Does that come from your business time, or is it kind of a combination of all your experiences leading up to this point?
Great, a combination of everything. You know what? But listen, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I grew up here, and phenomenal parents. I've had, you know, mentors throughout, you know, all my life here, you know, with the various names that throughout the community. And career-wise, that's the way that we approach things with the various organizations I've been with. So I'm never going to be the smartest guy in the room. Dad reminded me of that in my early teenager. So he said, you better work with some really smart people around you. And, yeah, great advice, Dad. Thanks.
You're in good shape here, because we bring down the curve a little bit. So, you know, we got Gwen in the studio with
Gwen's
us here.
Yeah.
Taking care of that. So you graduated, what, in 1982?
Yes.
At Emporia State. Business degree, is that what you
mm-hmm. were double major on? And business administration and marketing and a psychology minor. So, yes.
So let's talk about your business career. Where did that take you?
You know, after graduation, I joined a small company at the time, and it took me to Wichita, and it was a phenomenal opportunity, and everybody wore several different hats, okay, continuously, and you learned a lot about everything, and you rolled up your sleeves, and you did whatever jobs you did, and then that progressed. I worked with that organization, you know, for 10 years. And then went with another organization, a little hiatus for 3, and cause I had a vision I wanted to do some things. And then I came back to the organization, Koch Industries,
yeah.
You know, for another 18 years after that. And it's you know, a lot of Emporia State graduates have gone there and contributed, and what an opportunity that company gives, as well as all the other companies, you know, throughout the area.
Ken, when you're looking at that experience, you know, what was it about your experience in the business world and what you got provided here through your career at Emporia State University as a student that is, I guess, maybe helping you here as you look ahead as a role of interim president here? How can your experience here as a business executive help students today?
Great question. You know, I have to credit the Emporia community. You know, in this area, I think it's a very it's a hotbed for developing humility. It, at the same time, it gives you opportunities to learn things throughout and that type of thing. You progress that in my later years. The organizations, the companies I was with, we were in the growing and developmental areas, and I've lived in several countries around the world and traveled, developing countries and developing business. And what that all taught, whether it's locally here throughout the days or throughout the career and even now with the help of everyone like you guys, embracing change just comes with the territory, okay? I didn't know, where I was at some days as I was traveling and what language, I was going to try to understand or speak or whatnot. And so, the biggest compliment was I have two daughters. They're grown. And so, their first experience and was their first school was a French school because we lived in southern France. And it was humbling. The first structured education was French. And so, as a parent, my oldest came home and just frustrated. She was struggling, and it was a huge change for her. And I felt bad because as a parent, I put her in the situation. 60 days later, she's not a problem speaking with the other kids, and it was a learning lesson in seeing, and not just for myself, but also what embracing change and being open-minded. I mean, you have to be open-minded in today's world because things are – well, you just said, I didn't see 80-degree weather coming today.
Yeah.
And so couldn't control that one.
And we're with Ken Hush, the interim president, Emporia State University, on the ESU Buzz today. Great to have Ken in here. Again, congratulations on the appointment. And I must say that the reviews have been nothing but stellar, Ken, from the people I have talked to. You've made a great impression here in this community over the years, and as we've mentioned, has been very involved with all kinds of aspects of Emporia State University. And we talked about the new Kosover Tennis Complex, but we got the dorms, so it looks like things are progressing nicely on campus. Would you concur with that?
Absolutely. It is funny because, like you pointed out, Ron, stepping into this role, things are great at the university. And whether it's Abigail Hall or the new tennis center, and that was one of the first times I'd seen Abigail Hall myself. And it just so happened the Board of Regents had a scheduled visit on the docket for years. And the feedback we received from the Board of Regents after was, we're creative, we're thinking forward, and we want to continue to be that way. They were impressed with the facilities that are new, and they're not a lot of them, but it's methodical, it's thought out, and so it was nothing but a positive note from that standpoint and support from that side. And since we report to the Kansas Board of Regents, it's nice to have that momentum positively starting out.
Well, they were in town like the day after you were appointed, correct?
Yeah, that evening. Yeah, I received a note at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon regarding the appointment of my position, and they said, oh, by the way, can you join us for dinner at 6 o'clock? So I said, okay, well, I've been trained to adapt, so okay. So anyways.
Ken, with your time with the ESU Foundation, ESU student, significantly involved in Kosover, how is your view maybe of campus operations different now that you've sat in that interim president's chair here for a couple of weeks?
Right. The key phrase is there a couple of weeks, right?
Yep.
But you're right. It's an eye-opener, okay? And listen, I grew up watching games and music and theater as a child at the university and then attending it. And so my eyes through the developmental years and as an ex-student were a certain area, right? It was in the classroom. It was in the tennis court or extracurricular activities. I don't know if everyone knows, but the – president's office is in Plum Hall, which is the main building, center building there on the U Drive in front of the university on 12th. A couple windows from that office look towards Commercial Street. It's 12th and Commercial, and you look down Commercial. The opportunity, no kidding, you can see them. I have goosebumps because I look forward to working with the city and the county and the various people involved. And, you know, maybe by myself having a few extra feathers local and alum and a few things like this and an open mind, I look forward to chatting with them and from a community standpoint.
Well, you know the importance of campus community and that relationship, and you spent a long time on the foundation board. You were the chair of the foundation board for many years. Together Forever campaign, your thoughts on them reaching their initial goal and then continuing together forward more, Ben?
Isn't it cool when you set goals and achieve them as long as they're pressing you, right? You don't want conservative goals. And, boy, the teams have done a great job. And you know, credit all out to the alums and donors and charitable organizations and staff, faculty, and all of you, Emporians, and which we're part of. We're all on the same team there as Emporians. And it's been a great effort to achieve that. And then, you know, Shane Shively and his team down on the foundation are rolling it forward continuously, and we'll excel in that. And, you know, I think the challenge for everyone, and particularly in today's world, is, hey, how can we hold ourselves accountable better, you know, so that those type of efforts and dollars are spent in an appropriate ways that just really optimize. And, hey, do we step back and are we analyzing a different way to look at things and present things? And I think we've got to continue to be creative, and that's what they're doing.
What other challenges do you see, at least short-term or maybe even mid-term here during your tenure?
Great question. You know, I don't know if I see challenges yet. I'm in a huge learning curve, and thank God Mom and Dad taught me to always be open-minded to learn, So because I'm needing it. But I'm in a listening mode right now, and I'm not a judgmental person or a stereotypical person, whether it's organizations or with people or whatnot. So I'm just listening, observing, and we're having some incredibly creative discussions and getting me up to speed, as well as starting to ask various questions. Can we do this thing? And so I would say it's a little early, but we'd be certainly glad to come back and expand on that shortly. But it's just, we're open-minded. I think we put the rocks in the box and tipped it over on the table, and they're there. And I think how we put them together is we'll get some fantastic minds together, including the city and the various community people.
So what's your schedule been like? I mean, there's a lot to digest, you know, for you, and it's only been a couple of weeks. So all these questions are almost unfair. I mean, you've only been...
It's all been great.
...in the seat here shortly. But, I mean, as far as meeting with department heads, have you got all that scheduling lined up? I'm sure that getting their input and finding out exactly what goes on is part of the learning curve for you.
Absolutely. I've tried to be, you know, and they're... Fortunately, they're pushing it too, and so I think we've pretty much met at some form or in the last 2 weeks with most department heads, and we're progressing those. I'm the type of individual that I don't sit around in an office very well, and so I'm walking around on campus and dropping in on people, all types of faculty and staff, and asking lots of questions. And so it's been hectic. It's been crazy, but in a great, great way.
Yeah.
And I just looked at my calendar. I'm kind of full until December 24th at 10. Okay? So, I was like, how did this happen? So, but it was funny because I went and grabbed a coffee. It was Monday morning. And so I grabbed the coffee in a little shop, and I turned around, and there were four community people, right, that I'd known forever. And so each of them stopped me. We're asking questions and everything. And I realized, one, what a phenomenal opportunity. And it was very endearing in my viewpoint, because I respected all of them. But I realized maybe I should go about a half hour earlier and start to plan for that type of thing. And the nice thing is that if everybody feels more so that they've got a voice and they can ask questions, whether it's myself or to Gwen or others, bring it on.
And you mentioned here about your schedule. I mean, part of that is getting ready for commencement here very soon.
Yes.
Right. I didn't necessarily realize my full role, and because it had been a while since I graduated. Okay? I'm excited about it. I now understand as of Monday morning what my responsibilities are. And, geez, I was in awe. Okay? I never dreamt that, you know, I would be helping new graduates today, you know, receive their degrees, and how proud that is. And you know, this is where I need to just mention the faculty. The academia side of ESU, and I've worked with other universities, is first class. It's as good as anyone. And on the commencement, because out of respect for them, I've taken the decision I'll be wearing a business suit, okay, and not a traditional robe. And it's purely out of respect for that type of knowledge and academia status that they have. So,
well, I'm sure you're looking forward to that, because you've been on all sorts of ends of graduation at college, as a student, as a parent, and it's a big day, you know, for the kids and for their families as well, isn't it? I mean, it's huge.
It is, and I was thinking about it over the Thanksgiving weekend, and just, you're exactly right. As a parent, I mean, I was taught to put myself in other people's shoes first and then mine later. And so thinking about it, what today's students that will be graduating, I think of, gosh, the charge that and excitement that they have, and thank goodness, because you know, they're walking out in the public and going to take their careers in a plethora of directions. And so that's exciting. And how proud they are. I mean, I saw it through my daughters, you know, and nieces. And then as a parent, I was thinking about all the graduates' parents and how big of a charge that was, and how proud it is and everything. And then, you know, the nice thing is bringing it back to, you know, the community. How nice is it that we graduate X amount of students every year, and then we bring new students in? And you know, the opportunity for Emporia to showcase itself to new people. And by the way, I've met tons of students that want to stay here afterwards.
That's important.
It is. You know, from a vibrancy, it's exciting.
You know, so. Chuck mentioned the challenges, and I guess that would probably be in the top of the list category is recruiting, you know, students, getting kids either taking classes online or, more importantly, getting them here on campus, wouldn't you say?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, yes, it's a higher learning, you know, facility, okay, but at the end of the day, you have to have students, right? And the Board of Regents are supporting that, obviously. That's the goal of the university, to you know, have students attend here in whatever form, educate them, and then to have more coming in. And it means so much, not just to the university, not just to alum, not just for the university itself, but and the faculty, but community. It's, you know, it is a true, and I've seen it my whole life and in the various angles. And it's, they depend on each other, the community, the university, and everyone, and we'll just continue to facilitate that and cement that, hopefully more and more.
I did want to mention something. We talked about all of the new buildings, the Tennis Center, Abigail Hall, you know, Schellenkamp Hall is a brand new on campus, right. But something that really, too, has made an impact from what we've been able to see is the new Prophet Aquatic Research Center that's really not only been active on campus, but there is a real big community campus connection there. They've been able to get all kinds of kids and classes and events up there already, and it's turned out to be quite the place.
You're so right. I you know, that was one of the facilities with the Board of Regents visit recently that we went to, and I was in awe of just the diversified opportunities there. And, you know, stepping back at all the facilities, in the student engagement during that day with the Regents was a necessity, and the students were so phenomenal and impressive. And so you combine the new facilities with the faculty and the wealth of knowledge and experience they have and passion. They truly put, and the whole university puts the university and community first before themselves. That's just an observation I've made.
Outstanding.
Very unselfish.
Ken, before we let you go, what's your day looking like today?
Well, I'll be working with Gwen, and she'll be helping and coaching me throughout the day. But, yes, we've got some meetings scheduled, actually, on recruiting, enrollment, and, you know, to review the processes there. And then we've got other things going on. I'm an analytical person, and so I've been asked to – part of my role that I'm being judged against is to go into the situation, work with all the teams, analyze from a high level what it is, and get the team challenging and coming up with ideas and presenting those to the various parties. And so it's analyzing and looking at things all day long and trying to see, hey, how could we maybe better or tweak this and that for – you know, I like modern math, okay? If we put great people with opportunities, you know, 1 + 1 = 3. And from a team aspect, and that's – we're doing a lot of modern math.
Outstanding. Well, again, Ken Hush getting into a great situation here from Emporia State University as the interim president. And as I think people can tell here, university's in great hands with you as the interim president right now.
Thank you very much. I just want to thank you, Chuck and Ron, for having us on, for continuing to support the university like you do, and from a community aspect as well as individually. So thanks for all of that.
Well, thank you for joining us here today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That is the ESU Buzz here on KVUE as our morning show continues here today.
And the ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Discover ESU, where learning comes to life with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu and by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. ESFCU, the educated choice. It's 8:52.
The House has reached agreement on a stopgap measure to keep the federal government running through mid-February. Some Senate Republicans, however, are still holding out hope that they will be